Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Licorice Shorts, written by Margaret Clark and read by Stig Weems. The dedication reads, to Lena and Luigi. Chapter 1. There's this girl in my class who keeps staring at me. She's doing it right now. I try not to look at her, but I can't stand her eyes boring into me, so I give her a dirty look. She immediately nudges her friend and they both giggle. After that, she stares some more. I don't need a girlfriend in my life right now. It's complicated enough as it is. I turn away and stare fixedly at Mr. Brody's back. He's writing fractions on the board. If I ignore the girl, she'll eventually give up and pick on someone else. Zing! I get zapped with a paper dart on my cheek. It falls onto my desk, so I unfold it and read the message. I think you're so cute. Will you go out with me? Love, Jessica. Hey! She's top of the hot list! My mate Jazz is reading it over my shoulder. Mind your business! I snarl at him. He punches me on the arm and gives me a wink. I can feel my cheeks going red. Jessica Logan's supposed to be really hot. She pashed Sam Brischetti, like, full on, and he even reckons that she gave him a tongue kiss. He says, well, maybe I'm abnormal, but the thought of someone's tongue in my mouth makes me want to puke. My older two brothers have got girlfriends. It's a bit hard to remember who's going with who, because the turnover's pretty hectic. They're both cool guys, good-looking, so they can pull in chicks, no problem. Their motto is, use them, then dump them. But, if you ask me, the girls aren't worth all the hassle. They phone and want to rave on about nothing for hours. They send weird emails.